Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I serve as our teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And just so grateful that you've taken some time out today as we are jumping right into our annual kind of mission series, Wide Open World, or WOW as we like to talk about it. And really, we've been focusing all week on just the partnerships that that we have here at LifePoint with local ministry partners. We refer to these as Serve the City partners and just organizations and ministries that we've gotten to know over the years who are doing incredible work in our community that we want to partner with so that we can continue to make an impact, not just meeting spiritual needs in our community, but also real tangible physical needs that are out there. And so today I want to talk about the Worthington Resource Pantry and the good work that they are doing. But before I share with you more about them, let me go ahead and read from our passage of scripture from Hebrews 13 here today. And so let me go ahead and read Hebrews 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I love what the writer of Hebrews there is talking about, is that because of the work of Jesus, that God is equipping his people, Jesus's followers, to do his will, to do what is pleasing in the sight of God. And so just as we think about one of the responsibilities that we have as Christians is not just to make disciples of all nations, which is what God has called us to do, Jesus's commandment, but that means also that we make disciples and we make gospel impact here in our own neighborhoods, here in our backyards, here in our community and in our city. And so I just want to highlight one of our partners with the Worthington Resource Pantry. And this is a food pantry and a resource center that serves neighbors in 8 zip codes in northern Franklin and southern Delaware counties. Their mission is to feed the community by connecting neighbors to healthy food, resources, and each other. LifePoint has been partnered with the Worthington Resource Pantry for years and has served them in various ways. Life groups have helped stack shelves, unload crates as deliveries have been made, and as helped deliver food to neighboring agencies like nursing homes. And so the Worthington Resource Pantry needs volunteers every single week to help deliver foods, stock the center, and also just for other opportunities. And so as you think about even within your own life group or even within your own family, perhaps that could be a ministry if you're in and around Worthington or close to the Worthington Resource Pantry. What a great opportunity to connect with them. And one of the things that I love about our Serve the City partners is they are thinking every single day about how to meet the needs in the community. Whether it's who needs food, who needs shelter, who needs clothing, what kind of resources do they need? And just the fact that we get to come alongside them to help give them manpower, to help fund their ministries, and to equip our people here at LifePoint to go and serve alongside other people in the community there to really impact lives. And so just so grateful for the work that they're doing. And I just would want to pray. I want to pray specifically for this ministry and just to pray for you and also for me that we would be aware and available of the opportunities around us, whether it's serving with one of our Serve the City partners or whether it's just a ministry that you're connected with, that we would be looking for ways to engage our community with the gospel, to help meet real needs, both physical, emotional, relational, and of course, spiritually. So I'm just going to pray for our resource pantry there in Worthington, and then I want to give you a few moments to pray as well. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you're doing there. God, thank you for the way that you are raising up ministries and organizations all across our city. God, and especially the Worthington Resource Pantry. God, I pray for them, Lord. I pray that that they would continue, God, to receive the food donations, God, that they rely on from the community to be able to provide for families that come to them, who have began to trust them, and that they are building relationships with, Lord, to want to influence for the gospel. And so we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to raise up more volunteers to minister to these families and to help bring any sort of organization and administration and just to help them in that process as well. And we just want to pray for the families, Lord, that are walking through, that are being served by this ministry, God. We pray that, Lord, that the situation they're in is maybe hard and difficult and unexpected, but pray in the midst of that, God, that they would experience your presence and they would, God, just be encouraged, God, by how you are using people, using your people, God, to help touch their lives and to connect with them and to hopefully, Lord, be able to share the best news ever, that there's a God who loves them and who's laid down his life for them and who wants to live through them to make an impact in others. And so, God, just pray you continue to do an amazing work there. And we're just so grateful, God, for the partnership we have with the Worthington Resource Pantry. And God, would you continue to use it to accomplish your good for your glory and for the good of the community. God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, would you take a few moments and perhaps you take some time to pray and maybe even consider how your family might be able to sacrifice today and to serve someone else in your neighborhood, in your school, and in your community. So why don't you take a few moments and pray.